The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good morning, Ro. How are you?
Well, I have to say, I wasn't touching anybody's hands. I was being very, very responsible and socially distancing. But I was singing because you cannot help but sing along to Sweet Caroline.
That is true.
And maybe swing from side to side. Just stay.
All right, Rolene, Israel going back into a lockdown. I mean, you only just came out of a lockdown.
Well, this is it. So we've had a surge in numbers. We have traced four people to the mutation coming from the United Kingdom. Three of them are in the quarantine hotel. We haven't traced anyone as yet of the mutation coming from South Africa. But the numbers have gone up because some naughty people didn't stay in bidud or quarantine when they came back from traveling as they were supposed to. So as of Sunday, we will be in a period of a two-week lockdown just to try and get those numbers down. The health ministry have threatened that if the numbers do not come down, if the mortality rate doesn't come down, then that will be extended. So as of 5 p.m. on Sunday, there will be restrictions in place, no more than a kilometer away from your home, no takeaway, restaurants will be able to deliver, no visiting people except for immediate family and under like emergency circumstances. People will be allowed out to go and receive their vaccinations, which brings me to the story that Israel right now is leading the world in terms of the vaccination process. In fact, we're more than halfway of the British vaccination numbers. And we have managed, I think, so far to vaccinate about 250,000 people since the start on Sunday. So we're going great guns, and some even think we might have herd immunity by Pesach. But in the meantime, we have to get those high rates of infections down. And if you want to jog, you'll be allowed to jog within the 1 kilometer radius. You'll be allowed to gather outdoors, restricted to 20 people, although I don't think anybody's going to do that because it's rather chilly and rainy. However, what will be allowed to function will be the education system, kindergartens, the younger ages in schools. They will be allowed to function as normal, but it's welcome relief that it's just a two-week lockdown and not a three-week or even longer lockdown as was debated yesterday, because there are, of course, great concerns how this is affecting small businesses, stores in malls, etc. And hopefully we can get through this, bring those numbers down, and we can increase the amount of vaccines and just get Israel back in working order and back in better economic shape.
Rolene, when you say there's been a spike in infection numbers, do you have numbers overnight? What does that mean?
We do get the numbers overnight. They are very, very good at making sure that we are updated. The health ministry here has been impeccable in its communication with the public. We know the numbers. We get regular updates every 24 hours, the new infections, the amount of deaths, the amount of people are in serious condition. We get this every 24 hours. I have to say that it's absolutely impeccable the way that we have been communicated with. And our threshold was 1,000. You know, any more infections than 1,000 per day, we would go back into restrictions or go back into a situation of lockdown. Over the last couple of days, we've had infections as high as 3,000. Yesterday, 1,800 new infections, which is still way over the threshold that we're comfortable with. And the health ministry yesterday, along with the man they call the coronavirus czar, Nachman Esh, saying that, you know, the situation right now is unavoidable. We're at a critical junction, and if we don't go into lockdown now, we will not be able to rein this in. So that is what we're doing. It was expected. We're a little bit, as we say in Yiddish, verkrimpt, that again we're in lockdown. But hey, what a way to end 2020.
Jeez. You know, yesterday I was talking about where's home. You know, as a Jewish community, where's home? I personally feel that South Africa is home. I have a different connection to the land of Israel. As a Jew, I have a spiritual connection, but home is South Africa. And, you know, there was a lot of engagement and a lot of discussion around that. And I got an email from one of our listeners in Israel. Morning, David. Going to talk about you now. And he said, just please call me because I've got something that I have to shout at you about or whatever it is about my opinions. And so I called him, and he's elderly. His wife, him and his wife, and they've actually already been scheduled. They're going to go and receive their vaccinations on Friday.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's how fast it's happening. I mean, it's incredible.
It's happening extremely fast. I mean, the reservations for receiving the vaccines for people 60 and over already started at the end of last week for the opening this week. And amongst the over 250,000 people that have been vaccinated, it has just been medical professionals and people over 60. I know many, many people who have received theirs. Ichi Love Hospital reporting that they are ready to start vaccinating the general population. How that's going to work is going to be interesting. But I do have to give it up for my Kupat Cholim, my healthcare, which is Maccabi, that people are saying has been tremendous, extremely, extremely well organized. It literally takes a second, and people have been inoculated. It's moving very, very fast, which is why we are currently the leading country in the world in terms of getting people vaccinated.
Yep. All right. So let's look at some other news. What's happening politically? What's happening in the Knesset, Rolene?
Oh, what a night last night, full of drama, as we can expect for the lead up to these next elections. You know, yesterday we discussed whether or not people are going to show up, you know, what's going to influence this. Well, it's not without its drama. And last night was an absolute soap opera. You know, during the course of the day, we received a heads up as media that there will be press conferences given by both Naftali Bennett and Gideon Sa'ar in the Knesset. And Gideon Sa'ar was tipped to reveal a mystery defection. Who would have come from the Likud to his party? And Gideon Sa'ar very, very much projected to be the man who could give Netanyahu a serious, serious run for his money. So yesterday, first up at the podium or with a press conference was Naftali Bennett, saying that he intended to run against Prime Minister Netanyahu as Prime Minister. This is also true for Yair Lapid of the Yesh Atid party, who's currently head of the opposition. He said, you know, in terms of running, he will also challenge Prime Minister Netanyahu for the post of Prime Minister. So nothing too unexpected from Naftali Bennett. In fact, his approval ratings, especially how he managed Israel when he was defense minister through the first wave of coronavirus, being lauded. He is admired for being extremely, extremely cool and level-headed under pressure. This has really sparked his popularity. Then we have Gideon Sa'ar, and this is a very interesting story because Gideon Sa'ar, if you are grooming your successor, should have been groomed as the successor to Netanyahu. But, you know, there are many within the Likud who say anyone who challenges Netanyahu from the Likud is quickly suppressed before they get a little bit too powerful. Hence, we now have a defection from the Likud to start his own party by Gideon Sa'ar. He is polling very, very high at the moment. In fact, he's pipped to bring in at least 19 seats. And his mystery announcement was Ze'ev Elkin. Now, this is very, very important because Ze'ev Elkin, who is not just a member of the Likud, he's also a cabinet minister. He's also known to be one of Prime Minister Netanyahu's closest confidants and also closest strategist. He's a master strategist. And, you know, when it was announced by Sa'ar that not only would Sa'ar be challenging the PM for the PM-ship, but he is bringing along one of the most key members from the Likud, and that is Ze'ev Elkin, who addressed the media and said that he has lost faith in a prime minister of who is placing his personal interests ahead of the country's, and that he is someone I've stopped believing in. And these are very, very, very strong words from somebody who was one of Prime Minister Netanyahu's most trusted members or of his inner circles. So very, very interesting times ahead. We have the center-left concerned that Israel will be going far too right with people like Bennett, Sa'ar, and Netanyahu, and the race is on from the other side to try and get back some of that center and some of that left as much as possible. We also had the announcement from Amir Peretz that he will be quitting as the head of the Labour Party because he's going to throw his hand in the race for the presidency. Wow. Our wonderful president, Reuven Rivlin, his time as president is nearly to an end, and it will be decided soon, as it is in the Knesset, who will become Israel's next president.
What kind of a president, what's your opinion on Reuven Rivlin? What kind of a president has he been?
He has been somebody who has been universally loved by Israelis. You know, there were concerns when he came in. He was a hawk. Will he be able to be like Peres, Shimon Dove, Peres, who was much beloved as a president? And he came in, and he is generally regarded as everybody's Saba, everybody's grandpa. In fact, we love him even more because he read stories to us during the first lockdown. We all learned about Shmulik HaKippod, Shmulik the Hedgehog, from our beloved president. But he is a very, very humble man, much loved, much admired. Even when he slips up and makes mistakes, like he did with Pesach, he is quick to apologize. And he's somebody that when he steps down as president will go with the love of the nation and will be very, very, very missed for his gentle touch, for him coming in and gently rebuking politicians when the need be, and just for standing by the people of Israel, of all Israeli citizens from all sectors of society. And we love our Ruby very, very much.
Amazing. And that is where we leave it. Rolene Marks, thank you very much. Always good to speak to you.
Thank you, and to... Always good to speak to you, and you're lucky I wasn't singing, because, you know, a few seconds earlier and you would have been traumatized. But to all our Christian listeners, we wish you a very Merry Christmas from all of us here in the Holy Land.
Amazing. And tomorrow let's talk about how Christmas is going to be celebrated in Israel today. Well, tonight.
That's
anyway.
A deal.
All right. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye. That's our Israel correspondent, Rolene Marks. This week she's been standing in for Anthony Reich. So grateful for her. And we'll speak to her again tomorrow, as we do every Friday.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.